Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok fields the ball and throws to Gumpert covering. Safe. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive towards third. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone is walked intentionally. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly moves to second. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malone bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ostrowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Ostrowski reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Michaels scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sushok settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell throws the ball into Gordon, who tags Adams, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sushok scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Michaels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck pinch hits for Early Win. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Gene Bearden now pitching. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Malone takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ostrowski strikes out. 1 out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 3 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Malone moves to third. Al Benton now pitching. Gus Zerniel pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce pinch runs for Gus Zerniel. George Metkovich pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to home to get Malone. Sushok moves to third. Pierce moves to second. 2 outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sushok scores. Pierce scores. Metkovich moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metkovich moves to third. Adams moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Johnny Ostrowski now playing third base. George Metkovich now playing left field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ostrowski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.